Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance by Dr. Ivan Henry Cruz describes his experiences growing up with a nonverbal disabled brother. Light is shed on topics such as where innate morality comes from, how science and spirituality coexist within the context of the space-time dimensions. Human beings have a higher order purpose, and Dr. Cruz openly shares some of those life-saving, life-changing experiences that he had in his life, objective truths regarding the human experience. He hopes to give readers a sense of hope and that everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences. Dr. Ivan Henry Cruz is a doctor of podiatric medicine, received his BA in chemistry cum laude from Rutgers University, Newark in 2018. Later, he graduated from the New York College of Podiatric Medicine in 2022. Dr. Henry Ivan Cruz, author of Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance, an autobiography, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Cruz, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and this is going to be a fascinating conversation. I'll give you information and the doctor's website as we go through the conversation here today. But first of all, what was the motivation? Why and when did you decide to write this book?
So what inspired me to write this book, in essence, let me start with this phrase. The key to defining happiness was what inspired me to write my book. In this case, I was able to discover that forgiveness is the universal source of happiness.
That's interesting. And based on that, Dr. Cruz wrote Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance, an autobiography, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. That's a big topic to take on. How long did it take you to write this book?
It took me about 1 to 2 years to write the book, 1 year to remember major life events, and another year to actually write the book itself, including editing, grammar, syntax, reviews, things of that nature. So roughly 1 to 2 years.
What part of the book did you have the hardest time writing? Was there a part of this where it was difficult for you to write?
The first half was the hardest time writing because of my childhood experiences. However, everything worked out fine in the end, on my end.
Was there a part of the book on the other side of that that was enjoyable writing, that you enjoyed to write? Anything that jumps out at you? Yeah, you're smiling. Yes. as I'm asking that. So there obviously was a part there that was there was fun for you to write.
Yes. I enjoyed writing about my hobbies in detail throughout the novel. I say that because my hobbies growing up reflected normal behavior within the context of the human brain.
Our guest is Dr. Ivan Henry Cruz, DPM. He is the author of the book Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance, an autobiography, book available wherever books are sold. Was there much research involved in doing the book? As you were writing, did you have to do research to get more information or to substantiate information you had?
Yes. Very important question, Rick. I appreciate it. After years of research, I came to the conclusion that Christianity has the least number of contradictions regarding the definition of science, spirituality, and humanity relative to my life experiences. So, yes.
Fascinating what you learned in this, the couple of years you spent working on this. It's in Dr. Cruz's book, Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance by Dr. Ivan Henry Cruz, an autobiography book available wherever books are sold. How would you describe your book's ideal reader? Who did you have in mind as you were writing this book?
Thank you for this question, Rick. I appreciate it.
Sure.
My ideal audience, the book itself is for all ages and all individuals. And again, it ties to the whole inspiration behind the book of the universal concept for me, which was forgiveness. And there is music in the book for all ages and all individuals just to get a sense of reality and what the meaning of life was relative to my upbringing, if that makes sense. So it's for all ages and all individuals.
Yeah, there's something here for everybody. And reading the reviews, you've touched so many lives in a positive way where they can go back and reflect on their experiences and what they all meant and the meaning of all of that. It's a very important book, and again, available wherever books are sold, and a link on our website to Dr. Cruz's website. And I'll give you, it's a long one, I'll give you that information here in a minute, and we'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is this like a one-time book, or did you find so much material here you really are thinking about doing a sequel? Will there be another book?
Yes, enthusiastically. So regarding the question, I'm in the process of writing a memoir about my residency experience. Since I am a resident physician, my residency is supposed to be 3 years long. I'm ending my first year as of now, and I'm writing... I will write a part two of the book at the age of 50.
Interesting. That's something to look forward to from your standpoint of giving thought to what you're going to do as you plan on the sequel. What has this done for you, writing, publishing a book? Has it changed the way you see yourself being reflective and going back and looking at your life? What impact has it had on you?
Significant impact, yes. Yes to everything that you're saying. After publishing a paperback autobiography at age 25, it has allowed me to transcend within the context of self-love, self-acceptance, and self-awareness. And I discovered information that was necessary for me to confirm the meaning of life on my end.
It's something that so many people struggle with and never really find an answer. And you've been able to do that. And you share that message so well in Dr. Cruz's book, Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance, an autobiography book available, again, wherever books are sold. Describe yourself in three words. Is it possible to do that? It's always interesting to see how people describe themselves. Don't mean to catch you off guard here, but in three words, because you describe who you are.
Yes, if the three words that I picked up along the way relative to my life journey are intelligent, empathetic, and resilient.
Oh, I love all three of those. That says something about you and your soul and your passion and desire to help other people. The title is interesting, Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance. Several things to take apart there with that. How did you come up with this title?
I get this question a lot when the topic is brought up about my book. So I came up with the title after reflecting on all my life experiences, and a lot of what I wrote kind of made sense regarding the major theme, and I feel the title was best appropriate relative to how things turned out, the fact that the book became a reality and it ends positively, which is really nice. So that's kind of how I came up with the title, just reflecting again on all those life experiences and how it tied to my definition of the meaning of life.
How long did it take you to get to that point where you had a satisfactory answer about your meaning in life? So many people struggle with that, many times give up because they really they can't find an answer. You asked that question, you found an answer. How long did it take for you to be satisfied with the meaning of life, your life?
Great question, very important. For me, regarding identity, It took me to maybe the last couple years having to earn my degree and being happy with that job, that career, kind of culminated everything regarding my definition of happiness, which is very important because we're always trying to compare our lives with others. But regarding the correlation regarding happiness and your day-to-day work life, for me, it was toward the last couple of years where I came to that conclusion. I told myself, if this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, I'm happy, it was achieved, then for me, nothing else really mattered in that regard. It was more of like the work life that kind of was the catalyst to my definition of happiness.
You mentioned self-love before. How important is that? And again, because you've gone through all of this and you've sorted this out and you've looked at this introspectively, self-love, how important is that? And do many of us lack that?
Great question. Self-love for me was difficult to discover growing up. And I say that within the context of human development.
Yes.
For me, self-love kind of happened once the book was published because it gave me confirmation about my existence and my life journey and what I had to do to discover self-love. That will be a very different from human being to human being. But I feel that my book is, it can be considered data, I guess, for if people want to have that inquiry, that curiosity. I kind of wanted to share that vulnerability and give people a sense of guidance, but they have their free will to interpret however they want to, you know, so, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. And so your self-love definition may be different than mine, and that's okay. It's whatever it fits for each of us as individuals.
Yes.
The book is so fascinating, Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance by Dr. Ivan Henry Cruz, our guest on the program. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. KingPagesPress.com is the author's marketing consultant. We thank them for arranging our conversation today. Dr. Cruz, what do you hope that the takeaway is? When someone reads Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance, what do you hope the message is that stays with them after reading this, and a message they can apply to their lives?
I really appreciate that question. The takeaway I would want the audiences to acquire or obtain is that life is worth living no matter the circumstances that person may be under. Once people have the chance to read the book or see the movie, whenever that'll come out, we don't know what the future holds. But when people interpret my story, I guess the standard message would be that life is worth living. Yes, there are going to be times when there will be confusion regarding why things may or may not happen. Everything is relative to other people's lives, but it always stay true to yourself and life is worth living. Is my universal standard message and maybe takeaway for the next generation of human beings for when people want to reanalyze my story again and use that as data or information to enhance the quality of lives of human beings in the future.
We can all learn something from what Dr. Cruz has been willing to share with us in his book, Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance, an autobiography, a book available again wherever books are sold, and all this information we'll have on our website. You also said something earlier, forgiveness, and how important that is. Talk about that. I keep hearing that in you know, the intellectual part of me goes, yes, I understand that. But sometimes forgiveness is very difficult to achieve. You're all ready to go, and then you start thinking the reasons, you know, why you shouldn't do that. How important is forgiveness, and how difficult was it for you to attain that?
Yeah, very important. Forgiveness, for me, forgiveness, a lot of it had to do with coming to terms with a lot of things that I wanted in life that never happened and potentially will never happen in my lifetime within the physical realm, if I can explain that. But for me, it was that realization that there are a lot of things that sometimes we wish we want end up not happening. And the best thing you could do is just learn from those events or experiences, and it'll make you stronger for how you want to reinterpret those events. It kind of is a catalyst for how people should feel strong mentally if certain situations don't go in any particular order or in any particular matter. So that's what I had to do to come to that realization in a way when it comes to forgiveness. And then the defining moment was when I earned my degree and having to still function within the context of happiness, being able to call myself a doctor in this lifetime, because not many people can be a doctor. I realized forgiveness was a standard theme whenever I have goals or dreams in mind. Because again, it comes to that idea of coming to terms that things don't quite happen the way we expect them to. And that's just a hard idea at times, especially for children. When you see them running around, they say they want this or that, but then parents know what's best for them. It's kind of that concept, if I can explain it on my end. Just coming to terms with a lot of things. And again, it was when I got my degree that I realized this is the meaning of life for me, just constantly forgiving and understanding, because time moves forward. So that's a very difficult domain for humans or developing humans, like children to adults, to grasp until they come to that dream job or when they come to become independent by law, things of that nature.
When you were growing up, did you ever imagine that Ivan Henry Cruz would someday be a doctor? Was that even thinkable for you when you were going through a lot of very emotional situations as a young person? Did you ever think you would attain this dream of in front of Ivan Henry Cruz would be DR, period, or Dr. Henry Cruz? Did you ever think that would happen?
No, never. And again, it has to do with a lot of the things I wrote about. And having to be able to separate work or study from family life and then introduce those elements at different moments in time, depending on the maturity of the person I was interacting with growing up.
Yes.
So for me, that was a great strategy for coming to terms with a lot of things and then having to become a doctor when so many people felt I wouldn't become a doctor, and having to, I guess, prove that wrong is very gratifying within the context of spirituality.
Well, to get from there to from where he was, as Dr. Cruz is talking, there was a strategy, a plan involved, and you see that as you you read the book Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance, an autobiography by Dr. Ivan Henry Cruz. A couple more minutes left in the program. Book available at Amazon. I'll give you the doctor's website as well, and we'll also have that up on our website. I said in the beginning, everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences. Let's talk about that, because people sometimes wonder why something happens. And something bad happens, it's like, why me? We ask ourselves. And sometimes we just put it in the category, that's just a coincidence. Something happens strange, and it's a coincidence. Talk first of all about everything happens for a reason. Talk about that, because from your life, you obviously feel that was very, very true.
Yeah, that's a very deep question, so I'll do my best. When we talk about coincidences, for me, I feel that there are no coincidences. For me, it's because of this idea of curiosity. When we try to analyze an event and we wonder why certain things happen, for me, it was relative to my identity, if I can explain that. But that's very broad. So we explained earlier that I'm a doctor, I'm a male. Per birth certificate, I affiliate with the Christian faith, and certain behaviors that I may exhibit might be different from someone else, but how I handle it may be better than someone else because of my self-awareness, my self-love, my self-acceptance that I mentioned before. And again, I came to that realization after publishing the book, having that heightened psyche of maturity, being an adult. So when it comes to coincidences, it's really, really relative. But for me, because I have this strong self-awareness and I have a strong brain chemistry of my surroundings, I kind of pick up why behaviors may or may not be appropriate or inappropriate. So I consider that as no coincidence. But if you take into account other life journeys, other people's lives, they might not pick that up as coincidence. So it's more of a self-discovery when I mention no coincidence, because I affirm myself regarding my existence as Dr. Cruz, and what I see is my reality. So it's a very deep question, but I hope that explanation can kind of clarify a lot of things regarding coincidences.
Well, it does. It helps us because we all have those questions. And a couple minutes left. What is this book? Actually having this book published, you pick up a copy, you hold it in your hand, and it's got your picture and your name on it, your thoughts on it. How has that helped you grow as a person with the self-love, self-acceptance? What has this meant to you writing this book?
What this has meant for me, it just gave me confirmation that I became aware of my complete existence. Because there were times growing up where people would share an opinion that I didn't necessarily agree with, and within the context of reality, you know, or is he sad? Is he this? Is he that? And I used to maybe internalize that as a child, to adolescent, to early adult. But knowing what I know now about myself and this concept of forgiveness, I tend to now be self-sufficient and self-reliant when it comes to self-love on my end. And again, that was just confirmed by achieving a goal of publishing a book about my life, which I never thought would happen anyway. And it came to pass. So that's where I come from in that regard.
Just a couple minutes left here. Is this evolving for you? Are you to the point where all of your questions are answered and life is pretty well laid out and you understand it? Or each day maybe you find out something different about yourself and your expectations and how you fit in. Is this an evolving process?
Well, that's a very nice question. I agree with the first portion that I kind of lay out. I have the layout now of and the trajectory of where I want my life to go.
Yes.
And I, because of my self-awareness of my goals and dreams and how you can't go back in time, I am aware of people not may or may not support those goals or dreams, but relative to my existence and how I know myself and my brain and how I'm fully developed in terms of the prefrontal cortex on my end, it kind of makes sense to continue with that trajectory, even if people may or may not approve. Because I feel that because I was able to confirm this idea of forgiveness, I think it would be fair on my end to continue with those goals and dreams that I'm looking forward to. And it's to the point where if things don't turn out the way they will, I'm willing to write about it at age 50. Hence why I want to write a part two of the next 25 years of my life with a side story of the memoir with residency. So it's really refreshing having that transcendental awareness of my existence and how I have the, I guess, power to write what will or not happen to me, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And boy, I wish, unless I break some records in longevity, I'm not going to be able to talk about the book you write at 50 and 25 years. I hope that I'm here to do that, but that would be fascinating. It's been really an important conversation, and by listening to Dr. Cruz talk, it gives us answers in our lives, and it's all spelled out in his book, the autobiographical book, Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance. Now, his website is Ivan Henry Cruz, C-R-U-Z, 1996.wixsite. That's wixsite.com. And then a /website. That's a lot, but we've got it up on our website. And if you Google, you'll get there as well. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Dr. Ivan Henry Cruz, Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance. And again, a link on our website. Dr. Cruz, a pleasure having you on the program. A fascinating conversation. Thank you for joining us on the program. A lot of great information and great insight. I thank you for sharing that.
Thanks, Rick, for the opportunity. I'm very grateful, and it was great to meet you as well.
Same here, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and talk about your life and what you learned and sharing it so willingly with others and the audience and your book as well. The book is Conquering Trials Plus Tribulations Without Hindrance, book available at Amazon, the usual places. And if you go to our website, you'll get all of the information, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.